Hi guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of
Pride the Podcast,
featuring me, Adam, and Io telling our fun and exciting 420 stories. So load yourself a blunt and grab yourself a drink and join us for an all new fun episode.
Clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
I should not have been listening to this song in high school or in school when I was listening to it.
It's a positive message about why you shouldn't do marijuana.
Sure.
Well, it's also telling you what happens if you do. It's like, if you got any plans, cancel them.
For
it's
real.
It's a cautionary tale.
I love when you say cautionary tale. Do you know that you actually say cautionary tale a lot?
I do.
You do. And I actually like it.
Why?
I don't know. But when the Mean Girls musical came out and they said, this is a cautionary tale, they have that song, I thought of you.
Oh. Yeah. I did not know I saw
like,
that
Like, literally,
lot.
One of the first times I met you, this is my high brain. So I'm weird like this. Most people out there who know me know that every time, I can usually describe a first meeting, someone, what their clothes are on, they're like, what? Fuck, what's wrong with you? But I can tell you, when I did see you were talking about something and the word cautionary came out, and in my mind I was like, who uses cautionary in their everyday life?
Me, I guess. And I didn't know I did that.
yeah, it was cool. Oh, give me a cautionary tale of telling Teresa and them thank you, right?
Yeah.
Teresa, John.
Be cautious, thanks. Because they'll cut the lights off.
They will cut the lights off. Thank you guys for keeping our lights on.
You should still say the name of their company.
Yeah, rehab and we might need to go to rehab because of this blunt.
Yeah, so this is a fun special 420 episode. Where
have we not mentioned that? My God,
we have. I literally did an opening about it,
and we just smoked a blunt, so we're gonna see. And it's a no edits episode, so whatever happens,
they're
happens.
All no edits episodes now.
Ooh.
That's shady, bitch.
There you go.
That's shady, bitch.
Adam.
She's telling. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. There's no edits, right? No edits. So Adam is running the board as the board running
as
him.
Always.
Or is the board running him?
Well, after like that blunt, it's the blunt.
The blunt's running the board? Mm-hmm. Blunt Rios. That is Mar Devil from Days of Our Lives. My favorite thing to do.
I was going to ask because I was like, that's terrifying. What is that?
Mar Devil just possessed by the demon and she's in the bed just cackling about the priest who she's going to kill.
So wild.
I love that show so much.
I know you do.
I love it. I mean,
I want to go see that new The Omen.
Let's go do it.
Wait, what?
The First Omen.
That's what it's called.
Oh, what's it about?
The first time that he was created. I think it's going to tell the story. You know how in the movie The Omen, they have the story of the jackal. That's the whole point. Like, the jackal gave birth to this fool.
I know it from the American Dad episode.
Great. That works for me. That works. Okay, listen. Do not listen. American Dad, Family Guy, and especially The Simpsons can teach you a lot of things about history.
They did have an
It was a Christmas episode.
Yeah. With a little boy.
Yes.
Little baby.
We should watch that.
There's a sequel, too, to that episode.
Is there?
We're watching it tonight. Okay, so.
Stan, wakes up in the future.
Uh-huh.
He only has, one hand and one eye.
I don't know this one.
He's got long hair. And, Francine, dumps him for Jesus.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That episode's so funny.
We're gonna do part one and two. What were we saying?
What's your favorite munchie?
Why would you ask that?
No, okay. I have a problem.
Like, is it salty? Is it sweet?
Well, it can go both because I can... There does become a point in my munchiness where I don't want food per se, and I only want something sweet, which is still food, but I don't want chicken nuggets and fries because I've done that a lot. Right. I turn up wanting something sweet or something I can get too quickly. I love popsicles, but I never have them. I rarely have them.
We should buy popsicles because you can get
the bigger, yeah.
The ones that are, well, I was going to say the ones that are made from juice.
Yeah, the bolis.
Yeah, I've had those. I just need to have that. And every time I go to the freezer, there's no, and I can't really eat ice cream. Everyone knows I'm lactose intolerant, but I keep eating it anyways. I just had a whole hot chocolate.
I get it. It's so, oh it was, my God, mm-hmm. I just thought of that.
Yeah, and I meant to put soy. I meant to put some other kind of milk in there, yeah. Ugh. But I didn't, so cool.
Apologies, friend.
No worries. Oh my God.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. That is so mean. Okay, Adam, what is your favorite munchie?
I am partial to a chip.
Yeah, we have Chipageddon over here all the time. It ain't great. Chipageddon, y'all.
I can fuck up a bag of chips.
Yeah, like quickly in a sitting. Like me, you, and Ashley will sit there. And not to put all our business out of it, actually, you on the podcast, but we'll sit there and we'll blank.
And polish off a bag.
And it's gone. It's,
put the S
popcorn,
on that.
Popcorn, anything like crunchy, crunchy.
Those so peanut butter pretzels from Trader Joe's, I can fuck them up. But it does get a lot of peanut caught in my throat. Save your jokes. And sometimes I can't swallow. Damn.
Good.
You can get fucked.
I do what I can with what I got.
And you ain't got much.
Oh. Io, what do you like to munch on the most?
Coca-Cola.
You know what it is? It's nothing specific. It is certain habits that I rely on. If I'm going to have something sweet, I need just enough salty to go with it. Mm. So if you notice, like, I'll get a bag of chips and a candy bar.
And a Coca-Cola.
Yes. Not always. Sometimes I get sparkling water.
Yeah, but I love when you get a Coca-Cola because I'm like, oh, it's going to be a good night with Io.
She what?
Yeah, because that's how I get you. If you get a Coca-Cola.
I'm staying longer?
Not only that, but like you're in for kind of any shenanigans when it comes to snacks and food.
Corey.
Yeah.
You got me trapped in the den of the Lotus Eaters by my goddamn self.
She sure have. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Corey left you.
Corey Elena said, I got things to do. Bye.
Corey Elena. He's at Suff's.
Yeah, but Jarvis is going to be joining us soon, I believe. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, he said something about there's like the possibility of getting to meet like Michelle Obama or like.
Yeah, he said, Hillary or Hillary.
Clinton. Yeah, and he told me, he was just like, I took some private business cards to like see if we can get some new guests on the podcast. So hopefully we get some new guests, Corey.
Oh, Michelle.
If Michelle Obama says, I'm going to come onto this podcast, I'm going to pass out, throw up, and shit everywhere. And she might.
And she ain't got nothing else better to do.
So not, she does. You know, she was just in Greece with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
You know what? Speaking of Grease, sorry. I just need to say it before I forget. I got caught up in the Grease Independence Day parade on 5th the other day.
That's so wild.
It's with the most random thing. We were coming out of the park, Shirav and I was like, what is this? And everything was barricaded. And there was a whole parade. And it was just like,
only
whoa.
In New York.
Right? Mm. On our way home.
But the thing is like, there are parades that everybody knows. Like, everybody knows Puerto Rican Day Parade.
And Dominican Day Parade.
Yeah. And Dominican Day Parade.
And Pride Parade.
And Pride.
And Macy's Day
Thanksgiving. Well,
oh, yeah, that, I guess. Yeah.
But, you know what else is a really big, like, important one? It's also Halloween Parade. In New York, and I didn't
used to love it.
I have never been, and you know I'm big on Halloween usually because we do our epic party.
Girl, you don't want to do that.
But I might have would have done that in my 20s.
You want to walk in them heels? I did it once in my 20s. I had the biggest green wings because I was a green fairy. Because a boy I liked was really into absinthe.
Mm.
So I was adorable. I'm the green fairy. I'll show you pictures. But I had these enormous green wings, and I was, like, smacking everybody in the parade. It was crazy.
Well, I actually did go out one year, now that I think about it, but it wasn't during the parade. It was, like, after, but it was still in the village. Everything was still roped off, and Ashley and I went to meet Lindsay at the Comedy Cellar because she was working there tonight. It was the year I was Mystique. And
really?
Yeah. And
you could have – if I did what you did, it was so elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. With more elaborate costuming, you kind of want to leave the house.
Really?
Because you want people to see you.
You want more
and,
people to see
you. Yeah, I want more people to see me. And I'm like, you know, sometimes, especially if our party falls before the actual 31st, because a couple years, like years ago, I feel like if Halloween was, you know, during the week, people wouldn't do nothing on that day. They would only do it like the Saturday before. But unfortunately, now, well, fortunately, actually, people now, if it's on a Tuesday, Wednesday, they're still going out. So I think more people to see my outfits, and I have some pretty great outfits in this year.
You do. I'm not hating.
And this year, I'm going to have a good one, and Adam's going to have a cute one. I gave Adam an idea. Adam, what was yours I gave you?
Don't worry about it.
I did give him a good one last night.
I was like, what were we talking about to get us here? Parades.
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 It was you.
Yeah.
Black parade.
I ran into the Grease parade. But what were Tom and
Michelle
we doing in Grease?
They were in Grease. Like, there's like pictures of like Michelle Obama, like in she's in a rash guard,
hot,
yeah,
rash guard and matching like bikini bottoms,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and like get like climbing onto a boat, and like the two people on the boat were Tom. I just saw the paparazzi picture,
work,
wow. And I was like, damn,
they're just living their best life.
She's not coming out of retirement, and nor should she.
Mm. No,
and nor should she.
You shared a video of the new Transformers movie that's coming out.
I did.
I'm excited about it. But Darrell was saying in the group chat that, what's his name? Oops.
The
original. Yeah, Peter Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
She's problematic.
Well,
she just has.
Legal note. Legal motherfucking note. there's been no evidence of anything Peter Cullen doing anything. There's just been hearsay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll tell you guys the story in an abridged version.
Do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, I can tell the story, okay. But I'm going to abridge it, and I'm going to edit it. Listen, Sonny Hostin taught me well. So I actually was in L.A. I was heading to my friend Whitney's house. I was coming from North Hollywood. My friend Teresa lives. I was going to the hills. And if anybody knows that is just like so far from each other. So it's like a 45-minute ride. I actually went back and rechecked that ride today, and I was like, ah, yeah. So I got in the car with this lady who was driving, and she is the mother of one of his children. And she just had all these stories of Hollywood and her life. And that, you know, 45.
This is in LA, you said?
In LA. And you would think that, you know, it's an Uber ride, but it's like a 45 minute. I think it ended up being like 48 minutes, actually. Uber
like a
ride.
Baby, yeah. Road trip.
It's like, yeah, going to Brooklyn. Damn,
yeah,
it.
So, yeah. So like, we're in the car together. So it's like, well, why not talk? And she's a very talkative person. So, and I didn't check the thing to say, please don't talk to me. But she,
I do.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But she literally just started opening up, and she talked to me about how she worked for Frank Sinatra Jr. So not Ronan's daddy. Why is that Ronan's daddy? We'll get back to that, because that's also speculation. So yeah, she told me all this story. She talked to me about her family and things like that. And then she expressed to me, she said, oh, my daughter, she said, you know, I was with her father for a long time. The father's name was Peter Cullen. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, wait, Peter Cullen? First thing I thought of was Twilight. And then I was just like,
when you said that,
was she
was
in
like,
Twilight?
No,
she's not.
The Cullens.
She's thinking of what's that actor's name? Peter Scaparelli. Peter.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
Scaloni.
About.
Scaloni.
Yeah. Is it?
Scaloni. Actually, I think that could be right. Anyways, we'll check into that. So you're gonna check. Thank you, Aya, because it's gonna bother me and you. So I talked to her, and she was just like, no, this is my husband. And so we talked about it, and not her husband, like her ex. So we talked about it, and she was just like, you know, we had like a relationship, she said, that, but it was like crazy because of a lot of situations going on in his life and my life at that time. It just didn't work out, but we're at a point in our lives where we are friends. You know, our daughter's great, and then she like, I can video call him right now, and she does, and it was like really cool. I mean, I didn't like, it was just like, hello, but like, there was no, she wasn't calling him to do that, but she was calling him to do that. She didn't be like, she asked a question about their child, and did not say like, oh, there's this kid in the car. Like, I was just letting the background, and she like put the camera like that, and I was like, hey, and then she went back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you heard Optimus Prime?
I heard him.
Does he sound like that all the time, or is it a voice he puts on?
It's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. But when I went in the house, I said to my friend Whitney, I said, Whitney, guess what just happened? I thought I was like going crazy. I thought I had told that story. But yeah, man. So yeah, that was
the
cool.
Internet told me that's no. Cool. Yeah. That I will not be looking that up. So.
But I'm excited for Chris Hemsworth and then your friend, Brian.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah.
Brian, come talk to us on the podcast.
Hey, Bri. We'll slide into your DMs, Bri.
Yeah, Bri. What is it on Family Guy?
Yeah.
It's the levy to the levy because the levy ain't Bri. What is
it? Drove my Chevy to the levy, but the levy was Bri.
Bri. He said, Stewie, say hello. He said, Lois. Lois, listen. I actually do a really good Stewie. I would really like if, you know, Seth MacFarlane could call me in. Come on, Lou.
But he does Stewie. He's not
yeah, but like, what if it. He have like, I don't know, a fan. What if he did a thing where he's like, hey, this is a fan thing that you can win. Send in your best Family Guy voices and I'll let you replace one of the characters on the show for an episode or a scene. They do shit like that all the time on The Simpsons.
They used to. They don't. Nobody really does that anymore.
Yeah, but like, he could.
Sure.
Especially if it's their 25th anniversary.
Does he have do they have understudies for like those roles? Or if
no, they just reschedule it.
They reschedule it, and also there have been times where they have went back to past dialogue and will piece it together. Or they'll just have the character in the episode and the character don't speak, which that happens a lot as well.
Poor Maggie.
Maggie?
Maggie Simpson never speaks.
Yeah.
How does she do it?
I can't even do it.
She just be sucking.
We just be sucking on this pod.
No. But what I was going to say, yeah, I saw their pictures from their 25th anniversary, and it's just so, like, Mila Kunis, and, like, I think that, honestly, out of all the voices, Seth Green is really good. What he does with Chris is kind of crazy, because I've been on this Buffy rewatch with Ashley and Christy. Hey, Christy. And I've been on this Buffy rewatch, and I was just talking about there's, like, I'm at the season 3, and I'm just like, Seth Green can kind of get it.
Wait, I don't know the seasons. Who's the big bad?
I'm trying to think. Has it been revealed yet? Oh, the mayor.
Yes, it has, because I fucked up and sort of revealed it to Ashley. Yeah. She was like, girl, it was kind of obvious.
Yeah, the mayor. And one more person that Ashley does not know. That kind of it's kind of like they become a little evil.
Speaking of... Darrell and I watched, what was it called?
Oh.
Argyle.
Oh, I want to watch Argyle.
No,
I'll watch it again.
I will watch it again.
So cute.
Io, you would like it, and I like.
Well, I like really, Kingsman.
Yeah, of course, but
Is it the same people?
Yeah.
I really like shows like that. Like, I can't think, like Death on the Nile and things like that. The Agatha Christie's thing. Like,
you watched A Murder in Venice?
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
Yeah, I like watching stuff where like there's a murder mystery and then the least suspecting person is the villain.
Knives Out
is great.
Knives Out was good.
Yeah. I'm like Rian Johnson, put me in a Knives Out. I'll be an assistant. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah. Are there shows, and maybe not for you necessarily, Adam, but please play along and answer the question. Io, is there a specific show or a movie that you're like, yo, as an actress, I just want to be around, so I will come on this set as an extra. I'll come on this set as a PA, whatever you need just to be in the company of this magic.
No.
Okay. I think that a long time ago I would have said Harry Potter. Obviously, that's a bit thing.
You've been a child, though.
Well, so were they.
Okay.
But we all children. Like, I could have played the teen, or not, well, not teen, but I would have been in their 20s like the rest of them when they did, like, the last movie.
Okay.
Yeah. What else am I going to do? How old are they? How old is Daniel Radcliffe?
We're like 30.
We're about the same age.
Yeah, 36.
Alexa, how old is Daniel Radcliffe?
I'm 34. Older. I'm
34.
Older than him. Cool. Actually, let's talk about that. So I don't know if everyone saw J.K. Rowling's messages a week ago, and she basically said that she will never forgive Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson and put it in layman's terms for all of our listeners. I know our listeners are ratchet too. She will never forgive them for talking back and speaking up against what she said about trans issues.
Hey, can I ask you a question that I've been asking every time you bring this story up?
Yeah.
Who asked her?
dude, yeah. I don't know, but you know,
but nobody's looking for her forgiveness, so why would they give a shit?
But they, well, so there's a lot going on where she lives, in terms of transgender and LGBTQ plus rights. So she's been at the forefront of those, saying that like the rights don't need to be XYZ because it's hurting children, and trans people are out to take away women's rights and things of that nature. So she has to talk about it in her everyday life, because I didn't realize this, because I was like, she's just tweeting and crazy. I still believe that, but she's speaking about it for a particular reason, because in where she lives, it's like every day that's like their biggest discussion. Like to discuss just that.
That's
like
weird.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you right
exhausting.
Now.
Mm.
She's so crazy. It's Scotland, actually. It's Scotland. So there's a lot of things going on there in terms of LGBTQ rights, and that's all that they talk about in Scotland.
Like, So I'm gonna tangent just a wee way lot a lot. I'm gonna tangent a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scotland is like such an interesting like country.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, especially like their folklore and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Like so much so that
And that where Macbeth is from.
Yes,
you said it. We could hear you. You just whispered.
It's like I was trying to make a Ghostbusters analogy, but I don't. It doesn't work.
You're almost there. But I do want to hear this, because you're right. Scotland is so interesting.
It's just interesting. Like they have all that like lore and all that stuff.
It's very gothic there.
Yeah.
Well, I think what she also want to say is, and also it's kind of gay there, and they don't like it. Why?
And their history, because partially because they had a civil war against England.
Mm-hmm.
When they lost like their whole way of life, like England went in there and like destroyed it. Like mm-hmm. they weren't allowed their own land, and they couldn't wear kilts anymore. Mm-hmm. And like they like really tried to squash their culture. So a lot of them moved to the American South and became slave owners.
Hmm. Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so they're continuing on brand, I guess, because Joanne is very upset. So,
that her name?
Yeah, Joanne. So she, you know, did this interviews and stuff and, like, spoke out openly and tweeted about how she feels about Emma and Daniel. I have not seen a response from Emma at the time of recording of this podcast, but what I can tell you is Daniel did come back and he's gave a note, and I'm not gonna read the whole note, but you can go look at it online. But in short, he was just simply like, please don't, like, I feel like I have to respond because Joe has said something, so like, let me just say that, like, this isn't about me and her. This is about protecting transgender youth from killing themselves because they have the highest suicide rate. It's about protecting trans women of color so that they are not unfairly killed and targeted. It's about protecting trans and women's rights in sports and all of that. He said, that's what this is about. He said, if you can go to these websites and this and call these numbers and do this donation, it will really help out our trans brothers and sisters. As far as Joe goes, fine, she's entitled to feel the way she feels, okay, but I'm also entitled to mine, and all I will say is trans people don't hurt people. They want a chance at life just like everyone else, and I really hope more than anything that what you all found in youth, in those books and in those movies of love, acceptance, if you felt a character was gay and spoke to you, if you feel like it helped your life and what you were doing, that is... Keep that magic. Don't let what's happening from the author or any disagreements with the cast destroy that magic for you. Love you guys. Daniel.
It sounded like you read it, but
I didn't read it.
Long ass summary.
Yeah, no. But that, I mean, he, and that's what he said. Like, and I think that's a great way to put a button on Joanne.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's she?
I thought you were talking about Gaga.
We really have to go to break because that's her aunt, and you know she ain't with us.
Oh yeah,
that's why she made the whole thing. Her name is Stephanie.
Yeah,
girl. All right, so we're gonna take a break, guys, and probably go reload a bowl or something.
I need some water
and some water, and we will be right back with more hot topics.
Hey, Pride fam, we would love to hear from you. So please email us at pridethepodcast@gmail.com or DM us at pridethepodcast. And remember to celebrate Pride 365.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the freaks, clocking the dough. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino.
And we're back. That was Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E.
Eazy-E.
Can I just say that I have never heard an Eazy-E song before? But no. I immediately knew who that was.
Yeah, yeah, he has such a unique, distinctive voice.
That's what I really loved about you when you and I went to that hip-hop museum exhibit that we went to, and we saw, like, the history of all those. It was broken up. Like, Ayo and I shared it on social media. Ayo made a beautiful reel to it. But it was so interesting to see the different areas of where hip-hop song comes to, because I feel like, you know, now living in New York, I can hear the difference in New York hip-hop and, like, down south hip-hop.
And Cali.
And then Cali hip-hop, which is all completely different things. But, you know, kudos to some of the artists who are able to kind of zip in and out of each coast. Because, we've heard artists make music, you know, bi-coastal for a very long time. And, like, they're able to blend those sounds. So.
Iggy Azalea.
What? Get out of here, Adam.
Adam was saying some stupid thing the other day. He's like, ning, 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 ning. What was it, Adam, you're doing?
The ding ding ding, the TikTok sound, the ding ding. It's like now I can't even do it.
The Indian hip hop song or something.
Ding 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 ding.
And I told Adam, you can't do that. And he said,
it's a song.
No, I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
So listen, let's jump into some quick hot topics, and then we'll tell our favorite high story, which might end up in this one. So we were talking before we left. You know, kind of about how people are treated and everything. And I do see that the West Virginia transgender sports ban discriminates against teen athletes, appeals court says. So what do you think is going to happen in terms of that? Because I feel like that topic has been brought up a lot more here lately. And people are getting really, you know, especially schools in different areas are getting very stern about it. They're like, no, or they're saying yes. I mean, we talked last week, I think, Adam, did you say Dawn Steele answered a question. She talked about transgender. Mm-hmm. She's like, absolutely, I think women should, like, play. So how do you guys think this is going to end up? And do you think that this is a thing where schools can make that decision?
Well, obviously they say they can. I don't know how this is going to end up, because looking at everything now, I feel very pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've seen, like, different people, like historians and stuff, be like, no, I mean, this is how the world works. It ebbs and flows and whatever, whatever. This is how history is. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I hear you, but being in it is fucking rough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. Adam, how do you feel?
What was the question?
No. No.
Darrell, I can I vote we abandon ship?
No. We're doing okay.
What was the question?
The question was simply, how far do you think it's going to go with students who are, why are you giggling? You throwing me out. With students, with the whole transgender ban in schools.
Of like them.
How far do you think it's going to go?
Playing sports?
Yeah. Do you think it's something we're going to come to resolve where...
Like how far... are you asking like how far they're going to appeal their rights back?
Yeah.
Rights
like back? Are we going to be able to... Is this going to become a thing where transgender students will not be allowed to play in any schools anywhere? Or is this going to go the other way and we're going to start putting education and things in places for schools that are so like no on this? Like how can we get them over to the side of it?
I think it's the... like Ayo said... because everything is just so damn negative and it seems like hate wins a lot more often than not. Mm-hmm. I can see it going the route of just like, they're banned. They're not allowed to play any sports. So figure it out. Make your own leagues. We don't care, but you're not participating over here. And I think it would be cool to see like
an all trans
league of whatever sport. And I'm sure they're all out there, you know.
I think we need to give light to those. But, Adam, that's a really high, good idea. And we're high, so it makes it even better. It's like, what if there are those kind of because, you know, like there is a Special Olympics, you know, and things like that.
Because, I feel like this is a yes and situation, though.
Yeah, it's a yes and. Like, I think that two things can exist. I think that I think that women should be allowed and men should be allowed to play in sports no matter what. But I also think, I mean, there's gay basketball leagues and things out there. There are sometimes that I personally believe that it's better to be in a place where you're safe than a place where you just want to be because you want to be there.
I guess I'm just saying, as long as that's what they choose.
Right, of course. No, that's what I'm meaning. It's just like, some people feel much comfortable. I've talked to guys who, a friend of ours used to be on the male volleyball team, a gay male volleyball team, and they just talked about, like, listen, I just feel comfortable playing a sport with other people that are like me, so I won't feel in danger. I won't feel like, you know, like, listen, in high school and stuff, there were times.
I mean, I went to HBCU. I get it.
Right. I mean, there were times in high school, now I think back to it, where guys would be, we would all go in the dressing room, and I used to try to run in and get dressed and get out of there quickly. Reason why.
For safety, bro.
Well, no. Well, yes, but because guys would always make a thing if I was in the dressing room and they came in to change. Like, there would always be comments made, and like, I would try my best to like get dressed quickly to get out so I could avoid that. Mm. Or like, you know, or when I was in there and people were still in there, I'd make sure, like, keep your eyes looking forward, or don't let no one catch you looking, because then it's going to become a thing. Mm. And I would always like, so I do understand those people who are like, listen, I don't want to be, you know, in a locker room where people are concerned about my genitalia and what I'm doing here rather than my skills to play the sport. Yep. So I think it's a yes. Like, please play, but also overall make sure you're safe, because this world is like, it's not. This world isn't safe.
That part.
Mm-mm.
And you know what else has proven the world not safe, actually, moving on. Aww. So Coachella is a very interesting time. I was looking at how many people are there, and I was just like, do you know how many? Because COVID has not went away, people, by the way. Do you know how many people are probably going to be posting next week that they got COVID or something? Because it's just like, Coachella is just a very, and I've always wanted to go, but obviously I've gotten older, and now I'm like, I don't know if I can be caught dead in that. Like, I feel like I could go if it was a VIP situation.
Not VIP, VIP. Because I want you to build me a tiny house.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Because I'm not sleeping outside.
With my own air conditioning?
I need shower. Air conditioning. I need my own shower.
Yeah.
I need my own porta potty.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be porta potty. I want, because a lot of places now have the like real bathrooms that you can feel like it's a real bathroom to go to, like it's like in the trailers.
Yeah. So, but I need my own.
But it's a porta potty.
It is, but it's like, it doesn't feel like one, because like, and when I think porta potties, I think of, you look over in the toilet thing and you see everything. Okay. They do not have that. Okay, Adam Rios, but they don't have that in those nice areas like that. You go in there, it's a clean bathroom toilet. You can't see anything. It's not like that. So
no, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
Listen, I'm weird about public toilets as it is.
Me too.
So to ask, like, I'll hold it for days.
I won't hold it. What I will do, and I have done this, when I was at LA Pride and we hadn't got over to the VIP section, I was like, I need to use the restroom. So I knew with my bracelet I could bypass the line. So I left, went to the hotel in WeHo that just let anybody walk in, went to their bathroom in their lobby, did everything I needed to do, and then came back.
Yeah.
Like, I did that because I was like, I can't wait. I can't hold it. So, and places that I do trust for the most part are hotel lobbies.
That's fair.
You know, they did change it here in New York City. We used to be able to go in Times Square to the, started with an M. What is it?
Marriott?
Yeah. The Marriott in Times Square. We used
the
to
Marquee?
Be, It might be the Marquis.
The Marquis of Snakes.
No, it's the Marriott. It's the Marriott.
No, the Marriott Marquis is.
Yeah.
That is also a they have a theater in the basement.
Yes. Okay. So we would. I remember me and Ashley be out there shopping and doing something ridiculous. We're like, we gotta go to the bathroom. Well, girl, you can't do that no more because when you get upstairs, there's a code on the door, on the bathroom door, because like up in their event spaces, they have all the bathrooms, and so now there are codes on there.
Oh, that's
so stupid. Now you can't get into there. And like, now if you get friendly with the person at the front desk, they'll give you the code. But like, it's just so
that's
stupid.
That's so stupid.
Like, yeah. You're trying to use the bathroom in New York City.
Yeah,
if you have to do number two.
Instagram joke. Called Got Number Two uh-huh. Go uh-huh. NYC, I think. Uh-huh. And she talks about how like going to the bathroom is a privilege. Uh-huh. And because like her, it started out as like she literally was just posting like not nasty bathrooms that you can go to in New York City.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And like she tells you the tricks of like how to like get past security for certain places mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. stuff. And now it's like she talks about like the kind of like it's another punishment against homelessness.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was talking, like, for example, this mom, they closed the bathrooms in this park. And so the little boy had to go pee and there were no bathrooms around. So she was like, all right, they went behind the bathroom and he peed and like four cops ran up to them and like gave her a ticket. She was an Asian mom. And I was like, and they were, she was talking about how this, city like doesn't have enough bathrooms for the amount of people in it.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah.
We're all sharing like, these like five yeah. bathrooms.
And how it's like really horrible.
Yeah, yeah. No. 34th Street in particular, the one it's like on 33rd and 7th subway entrance. Like I use it every day and it smells so much like piss.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it's so bad. I'm like, I'm absolutely. Surprised we haven't closed this side down yet. Like it's just really
Well, they have started reopening the bathrooms under the subway. And they've started redoing that and they're like, we will have a bathroom attendant at each station that keeps that bathroom clean after every use. Like and also monitors it for like, you know, certain people going in there like shooting up or doing things like that. But yeah, they've started opening them again.
I went to one.
Yeah.
On like the whatever line. This
well, that doesn't help.
It was like a hub where it was like the 7 and the E.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to Queens or something. Yeah.
It's just like a silver toilet. There's no seat. There's no fancy schmancy. It's just
you
a toilet.
Couldn't pay me money.
It was clean, it was like it is just the bare. You don't get,
and the tissue is one ply.
Like in Mexico, you remember?
Don't even. I can't.
I remember. We went to this one.
We need to
spot.
Stray from this topic.
Oh yeah, toilet.
Yeah,
I need to get into plumbing because I fixed our toilet the
you
other day.
You did,
and they make mad money.
Well, you need to get into electricity too, so you can fix electricity.
Yeah,
Durrell almost died last night.
Durrell almost barbecued our asses
what?
Last night,
girl. Because there's we ain't got no plug. We got like one set of plugs in our room, and everything runs to it. Well, I'm luckily, and I have two. And my other one has been messing up for years. And I've always said, because you need to take it out and put in a new thing and all that. He was just like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Cha-boo. Last night, I laid down, put on my mask, and I saw some sparking out of the corner of my eye. I said, what's that?
Oh, my God, you almost burned the house
girl,
down.
Girl. I had to turn it on, lay down, look again. That shit sparked. I looked. Smoke was going. I said, oh! I like ran and like was trying to unplug shit. I was trying to put on gloves. I was like, oh, I can't get electrocuted.
Oh
it was a
God.
Lot. And so I texted Super and they were like, I mean, I'm busy. I said, okay, you know what? And so I emailed the apartment building just so it's on record. I said, hey, I've asked. And I love our Super. But I mean, I was like, I need this on record in case something happens that yeah. I reached out to you and said, this is the problems that we're having and you need to come ASAP.
Speaking of.
Yes.
I went this weekend. Mm. I went to this play called Grenfeld,
mm-hmm.
At St. Anne's Warehouse, which I had never been to.
Mm-hmm.
I went with my friend Adrian, and it's about this apartment complex in England, in the like Royal County of mm-hmm. Kensington, which is like where mm-hmm. royals live. Mm-hmm. There's this estate house, which is like what we would call like government housing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it burned down and 72 people died. And it was like all because of negligence.
That's scary. Wow.
It is so scary. And like they had been, just like you, they had been putting things on record. And like,
so this is a movie?
No, it was a, it's a play. So like the way they play, do it is like, right. It's like a Twilight Los Angeles by Anna Deavere Smith. It's similar to that.
I love
like
Anna Deavere.
Interview people and then actors act out the people.
What's crazy about Anna Deavere, that you're bringing up, you know, she played Tracy Ellis's Ross mom in Blackish. And when they did Mixed-ish, they actually cast a darker skinned woman, Tika Sumpter, to play her as younger. And a lot of people were very confused with that, you know, in terms of like, you know, casting and color. Adam and I have been watching Mean Girl Murders on Netflix. If you guys, is it Netflix or HBO?
Max.
Yes, Max. So if you can go check it out.
It's silly.
There's one I mean, it's real life. These girls became mean and killed somebody. But
this isn't on ID?
I think originally it was on ID.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
because I think it still comes on ID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was a couple of the reenactments. They looked nothing like the photos of the person they're supposed to reenact.
But you guys have applied for those, right? Because they're always on Actors Access.
I have not applied for those, but I was in quite a few on the ID channel. I was the voice of a bunch of those.
Oh.
And I did those years ago, an old friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was the voice of a lot of them. And it was kind of crazy to like hear my voice. I remember my uncle had told me, he was like, yo, I was watching one of those. I was like, that's my nephew's voice. But I played a bunch of like killers and stuff. So that was pretty cool. Forgot about that point in my life. But I wanted to talk about Mariska Hargitay. Did y'all see how cool that was? That
I don't know how I feel about that. It's weird. Like, it makes sense why it happened. Okay, we should be clear. So, Mariska Hargitay was shooting a scene in Central Park, and a little girl walked up to her and was like, are you a policeman, and will you help me find my mommy? And Mariska Hargitay halted production and helped that little girl find her mom.
Now, my question to you was, did her mommy see them shooting and say, all right, baby, this is what I need you to do?
Not.
Because, listen, people do what they
can. That's
I mean, people, listen, did you not see what happened maybe a month ago to Queen Latifah? She was filming Equalizer, which you were on, and some lady like walked in the middle and she said, hey,
oh, that was like last year, 2 years ago.
No, well, whatever the case, she walked up to her and said, she was like, okay, but we're shooting right now, but okay, come on. Like, you know, she still spoke to her, but a lot more of that is happening.
That happened to Adrienne at Greenfell. Like, so the way the play ends is, instead of a curtain call, mm-hmm. they're having like us walk outside in like silent protest, because that's what the real residents survivors mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. Is every year they walk. I don't know what streets. I don't live in England anymore, but they walk like around the neighborhood and in silent protest, and so that's what you do at the end of the play. And this woman came up to Adrienne, who was on Orange is the New Black, and was like, oh my God, I love your work. I love you so much. And she's like, okay, well, and she's like, can I take a picture with you? And Adrian's like, why don't we wait until like the silent vigil is over? And then she's like, it's over. We can take the picture. It's over. And Adrian's like, okay, just like be quiet. I'll take the picture with you really fast. And so like I snatched the woman's phone and I took the picture and was like, get out of here. But like people are bold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, it happens. And what's crazy is, and I tell this to people all the time, I love attention, but like not that kind of attention. When people start talking to me about acting and stuff, like when I went home like 2 years ago, and it was when my first episode of Days of Our Lives had been written, and I was in the newspapers the day, like, and the show premiered when I was there. It was kind of crazy. So the episode premiered, rather. Just being in stores and people being like, hey, did I see you on the paper? Like, it was just kind of like, it was a lot.
A taste of it.
And I didn't like it. And so I can imagine how she felt. But for those of you who don't know, Mariska Hargitay is a daughter of the great Jane Mansfield, mm-hmm. Who tragically passed away with Mariska in the car
She was like an infant. She was 6 months or something.
Yeah, she was an infant. But, you know, thanks to her, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was able to require the underride guard to, you know, to put on all tractor trailers in the trucking industry. At first, did not want to adopt that change, but that became part of law to keep what happening to her, because that was the first time they had saw an accident of that caliber. Mm. And they were like, yo, we have to do something. That has to be seatbelts. We have to put some rules in place. Like,
seatbelts did not become law until the 70s.
Right.
People were pissed. They really pushed back.
They did. Like, but even then, because Jane, she died June 29, 1987, which is a year before I was born. So some might say that I am Jane Mansfield reborn.
Wait, she died in 87?
Yeah, she did.
She did?
Yeah. She died a year before I was born. June 29th.
How old was Mariska?
I'll tell you.
Because I thought she was like an infant, because she's like 50.
How old is Mariska?
She's like in her 50s.
Hold on.
She's like 52 or something.
Wait, I'm high. She still died June 29, 1967.
Okay, I was going to say. I was like, she died when
she was a baby. See, that's what happens when you're high. Because you read something, and I swore that said 8, but it's 6-7. But going back, so that makes my point even more valid about the seatbelts and everything. Because people were like they had to look at all safety regulations when it came to driving and things because of that. So,
not the seatbelts.
But they had to look. Wait, what are you talking about?
This accident happened in the 60s, right?
Yes.
They probably did the truck guardrails, but the seatbelts becoming national law did not happen until the
60s. No, I know. 70s, that's what I was saying.
Early 80s.
But the discussion did happen, and it wasn't known as seatbelts. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
So there was a discussion about how can we have bodies stay in the seats are like another safety thing. They started discussing airbags, but those things were not immediate, just like the guardrails, even though the guardrails is what came first, because they only came because people were really pushing. They were like, listen, we got to do something. The truck was like, nah, we're not doing none of that. And so, yes, you're right. Those things came way later, but they were brought up as like, how can we start this conversation? Mm. Which is what a lot of people have been saying, you know, when they talk about gun violence and things like that. They're like, listen, we got to have some kind of conversation.
You know what's crazy? NRA was the one who started the conversation about having regulations. And in the 70s, they really pushed for regulations and they wanted background checks and all this stuff. But it became racial. And that's when they wanted to roll back all that stuff.
Well, listen, regulations and rules, you know, are put in. I'm not such a big me and Ashley talk about this all the time. We do like rules, but to every rule, there's an exception. I really do believe that every rule you can kind of get around. So Shirley Ralph called out Delta Airlines for not allowing her to check her bags 4 minutes past check-in. Now, y'all know airlines are very, very strict when it comes to making sure you get that bag. They're like, I feel like they're okay about the whole walking through security business and getting to your gate, because I've definitely gotten to my gate 15 minutes before it closed. And I think they're okay with that if you don't have to check a bag. If you are 1 minute past your check-in time,
that's real.
They're like, we aren't touching your bag because, we can't be fucking with it.
Well, somebody said, in the article, there's, a series of tweets. She tweeted about it, and then, a bunch of people responded, and they're like, fuck you, Delta, da-da-da-da-da. But then there were some people who were like, I actually work for an airline, and it actually takes much longer to check in a bag than what you see as the customer.
Yeah.
And so, it's about getting your bag to the plane in most cases. And, they can't guarantee that unless they have this 45-minute window.
Yeah.
It's not even 45 minutes anymore. That's actually not true. It's an hour now.
Yeah. And they, you know, that's why a lot of people, even internationally, they travel with just a carry-on. They're like,
I could never.
I mean, I didn't think I could when I went to Croatia and stuff with the girls. I was just like, listen, I need to have a big suitcase. And they were like, no, Darrell, we're not doing
it. I think it's a racial thing, and I think that they're wrong.
Well, I think it depends on where you're going and what you're doing. And I think it also, and I hate to bring gender into this, it has to do with gender in some cases. Because a lot of times I go places and I'm traveling with my girlfriends, someone like you and definitely Ashley, who I travel with a lot, you need a lot of suitcases because you're coming out with shoes
I'm
and makeup.
Overpacking ass bitch.
And overpack. Guys are, you know, there's two level of guys, because then you have the guys who like, you guys need a few t-shirts. Like, I'll just take two pair of jeans, maybe a pair of shorts, and like, I'm good, and like one pair of shoes. I'm the guy. I'm the guy in the middle who I'm gonna overpack a little bit, but also not get to the point where I'm like, I'm not gonna use that at all. There was definitely in Croatia, even when I packed, I had my carry on and like a personal item. Even with that, I put three pair of shoes, only one more pair, because I was there for a music festival. It's just like, now you really have to think about, where am I going? What am I doing? Oh, I'm going to Utah. I need a hot tub outfit. We're probably not going to go out. We're going to be in the house, and maybe a cute outfit if we want to look cute in the house. All right, cool.
That is not true. We went out in Utah.
Well, one of the years that you were not there, we did not. We stayed in the house the entire time and just
chilled. But that's the other thing is like, you can't predict that.
Yeah.
So that is why I overpack.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that there's no reason for overpacking. What I am saying is, like, you know, it is coming. Like, I listen, Cheryl, I love you. I love you, baby.
You relate.
But you relate.
So sorry.
And also, that goes back to the conversation about being on time and being a place you need to be. Oh, Adam has a story he gets real tired about. We went to Utah one year. I think it was the year that, and everybody was late. And it's just like, Adam is somebody.
It wasn't everybody was late. Tatiana was late.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Taja,
we love you, but you were late, girl.
We were at JFK. We were just waiting. And I was like, waiting for?
I would have got on the plane.
Girl. And so then she finally rolls in, and it's like, now we got to run.
And why did you guys wait for her? I don't know.
Well, because it was a bag checking thing. I had, you know, when I was working at 10, I had a lot of like, and plus I had a Delta card time. I had a lot of free bags. And at that point in time, everybody who we were traveling with was on a budget.
And so
for a lot of people, a free $35 or $40 bag that they don't have to pay puts more money in their pocket for the trip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So everybody was like, girl, we'll take full advantage of this. Like, we'll do it. So I think that was a big part of it. Listen,
yeah.
This goes to say, there are certain people who don't mind being late. I was talking about this before. It's like, if you don't, like Christian is so on time, and you're like, I can't go to anything that Christian plans. And you're like, because, and listen, I understand. I have had people be late for me, and that's when I really started to be like, okay, if you're late for me and how mad I am, I can't imagine how upset you are with me when I'm late to your brunch, or I'm late to your dinner, or I'm late to your lunch. Yes.
May I rebuff that? I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I'm not late because I want to be late. I have ADHD.
I didn't say you were.
I know.
Yeah.
But I needed to clarify this. Like, I'm not like, so out of respect for someone like Christian who cannot handle that, mm-hmm. and may not understand that it is not, I have time blindness.
Yeah.
And that's like a real thing where like I experience the passage of time differently,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't always feel consistent.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
So like, instead of like needing to explain my whatever,
mm-hmm.
to someone like that, I'm just like, why don't I just not go?
I totally hear that. I think that's one example. I think for me, my example of myself is I think I have more time than I have, which I think is mm-hmm. what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But like, I know that I don't have that much time. I know at this point what it's going to take me to get ready and what I'm going to do and what I need to do. And normally when I end up having to rush, I forget something or I mm-hmm. leave something. And that's a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that like give me anxiety because they're such sticklers for time. Like on Monday, I was going somewhere, and a friend was there. She had done my makeup, and like I needed to go, and I was rushing, and she was like also rushing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I forgot like so many things, and I was so annoyed. But like, cause I need to like stop and think and be like, this is where this is and this is what this is, to make sure I have everything.
Mm-hmm. I forgot my headphones this morning, and then I had to double back because I was like, I'm not going all the way to the subway? Office yeah without them,
without headphones, and your thing is not close.
No,
You do not live close to your job. To your jabby job.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about being late. Like, it depends on who you're dealing with, honestly. It depends on, like, who if you're with like-minded people to be late. But there's always some people who are like, yo, I don't like you being late either. Like, I know I'm late, but, like, my 30 minutes late is different than someone who's hours late. I don't know how it is, but it just is.
Yeah, but I think that there's so many reasons for that. I mean, I guess I'm forgiving because I'm not, I'm late. So I feel like I have to have sympathy for people.
Yeah.
But not everybody feels that way. So I just be like, I don't need to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we've all stopped dating someone like who was like, I know Adam had a situation with a guy he dated at one point. He was like, I can't fool with you, like, you're late,
idiot.
Like, like, I and like, there's a thing of being late, but every single time you're late. And so I think that my friends, like, in the beginning with Christian and them, they would have forgiven me on being late if it wasn't every single time. So then,
yeah, but your brain isn't gonna magically be better because it's,
well, I have been better in the past couple times I've been with Christian and them in the past 2 years, and every time I show up and I'm there, people are like, what? Look at Darrell here. So sometimes when you're late, you kind of also kind of take that bullshit from people. People could give you that, and it's like, all right, I'll take it. Only so far.
Yeah. Just to be clear. Well, I don't take it well.
Yeah, no.
It's not. It's, when someone criticizes me about that, as I'm immediately defensive.
I know. I know we all are. I think we all are defensive. I mean, you ought to have seen the battles I fought for myself, but it's just like, it's just tough. And then that's when you and as we get older, like you said, we start looking at, like, invites and, like, who am I inviting? Because it's, yeah, like, yeah. And I think that's fine too.
And I'm sure they look at the same thing, like, oh, she's gonna be late, I'm not gonna invite her.
Definitely. Looking at politics really quickly before we go. So the Supreme Court has effectively abolished the right to mass protest in the U.S. Now, that's, to be very clear, that's only in three locations. And Texas is one of them.
Three states,
yes. And Texas is one of them. How do you think this is really going to, because I know that they're putting this in place for the high school kids and stuff that has been rallying. And a lot of people say it's coming directly from, in some places where people are talking about Palestine, you know, in Israel. So what do you guys think this is going to do? This is going to make young people continue to protest harder? Or is this going to definitely put them in a situation where they're like, I'm not doing that?
You know what this makes me think of? And this might sound totally bonkers, but we smoked a joint before we started this.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think, like, do none of these people read YA novels? Like, these kids are dying for a revolution.
Yeah. And I think this will only just, like, yeah, fan those flames.
Exactly.
And hopefully they'll come out in droves to go vote like they did last time.
The ones that can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, like, we're done with this shit. We're going to vote you out.
Well, I think you continue to take away young people's right because they immobilize off, like, TikTok and things like that.
Well, that's why they're trying to ban TikTok, bitch.
Right. Things that older people of a certain generation cannot work that well. So they don't know how to deal with the outreach of that. And so it could be very interesting. I think it's going to be very interesting.
I don't know. That 2025 project is terrifying.
Yeah. It's tough all around. And I think that I know that TikTok is definitely going to put a huge dent in terms of how.
Are you sure about that? Because they are about to pass a TikTok ban.
No, that's what I was going to say. TikTok will put a huge dent in actors who have found ways to become performers through TikTok. A lot of them who, like, listen, I'm not doing well in terms of audition in the real world. Some of them do go to TikTok and get booked as an acting job off of that.
You know what's so fucked too? Mm-hmm. They'll all be forced to go back to Instagram, and Meta is already getting flack online for sharing WhatsApp information with the IDF.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be fucking rough.
It's going to be rough. The Supreme Court also permits Idaho to enforce a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. So something, again, kind of that we're talking about for that younger crowd who is going to want to speak out against this. You know, you got a lot of those kids turning 18. And, you know, one thing that happened when I went back to my high school, I was speaking to a teacher there, and she was telling me about the trans students that they had in school as well as non-binary. And she said, you know, the kids aren't the problem. And I said then, I said, you know what? The kids going to be all right. It's actually the adults, as it's always been, who are the issue. And they're the ones who, they're like, the kids call that the children by their chosen name, their gender. Like, they call them correctly. The teachers did not. And I know that there is a rule where technically they cannot, and it's written in the text bylaws, like, they have to call them what they're registered in school. So I hear that. But, like, there were times where the teacher was like, I'm going to just make sure that you know I'm not calling you that.
Yeah, that's fucked.
So that's kind
of
tough.
Make an example out of you.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
Jarell, I got a question.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you got high?
Yeah. I remember the first time I got, like, paranoid high. Mm. So we had a friend named Hav who was baking cupcakes and cookies and stuff. And I think we were
New York?
Yeah. Mm. And I think we were just kind of getting into the, like, I don't know, the edible phase of our lives. And there was a cookie. And it was one cookie that we all split. Like, that's the thing. It wasn't like we do now with the bricks, or if we get edibles that are cookies, there's like, we each get our own one. No. That was a time we were like, we're just going to split this, or we're just going to have this one dime bag for a week. We used to get dime bags for a week and smoke them. So I took this piece of this cookie. We went to go see Batman versus Superman in theaters. And I, Darrell Anthony, thought that people were laughing. Like, I knew I was in trouble when the movie opened, as it normally do, with bats flying at the screen. Mm. And I said, oh, no. Like, I knew I was in trouble. Baby, from that point on, I thought people were laughing around me. I thought people was talking to me. Like, I kept telling Adam Ashton, like, yeah, I don't feel right. I say, like, please tell my mom I'm sorry. Like, just take me to the hospital. And they're like, what? I was freaking out. I, like, walked out of the theater.
That's the worst.
I walked out of the theater. I get behind this sign, and I get pretend I'm on the phone. I was like, yeah, hey, what's up? And then, like, I see the manager kind of walking with one of the staff members. They see me over there hiding, and I was like, ooh. And I'm like, over there on the phone, but I wasn't on the phone. I was pretending to be on the phone. I walk back inside. I'm just standing at the back of the theater, and they say, sir, are you okay? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I just had a phone call, like, and they're going to call me back. And they're like, okay, well, you have to sit down, like, somewhere. Like, and I was like, okay, yeah, no worries. So I, like, went down to the front. I was like, y'all, I'm going to sit down here for a minute. And I sat down and fell asleep. The edible knocked me clean out. I did not wake up until literally it was toward the end of the movie when Batman and Superman were fighting, and he said the name Martha, and he's like, how you know Martha? And he's like, my mama named Martha. And he's like, what? And so, yeah,
that's
my craziest story.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I took an edible. I don't remember the first time I smoked. The first time I took an edible, I had a friend who worked for Fuse when they were trying to be like MTV. Mm-hmm. She was like, not a VJ, but she did, like, entertainment news. Mm-hmm. And one of her wardrobe people gave her an edible for her birthday or something. Mm-hmm. And so she gave it to us, and we took it at her birthday party, a few of us. And, like, that I was just, like, we went to karaoke after that, and I was like, this is crazy. It was very similar to how I was on Molly the first time, when I was just like really quiet and reserved, but just enjoying myself.
I'm so glad I got to do that with you.
And then her other friend got really crazy paranoid, and she thought we were all with the FBI and that we were going to arrest her, and she freaked out, and one of our other friends had to take her home.
That's funny.
That's how freaked out she got. Like, she, like, and we were, like, at one of those karaoke places where you have, like, a private room, but, like, she wouldn't go up to the room because she was like, no. She was, like, yelling at the employees. She's like, these guys are going to call the cops. We were like, okay. You cannot do edibles no more.
Right. Oh, poor baby.
It was bad.
I mean, that's kind of
But for me, I was like, this is wonderful.
Yeah. Adam, what you got?
First time I smoked was with my college roommate, Andy. We were dorm mates. And I was just chilling. And he was like, hey, we're going to go smoke in the woods across the street. You want to come? I was like,
oh my God, how fucking
sure.
Just out of high school is that?
Yeah. Like the little baby fish.
Yeah.
And you went skipping over that too.
And so and it was like Andy and then a couple of his friends. And we went, so our dorm across the street were like wood, like a little wooded area. Mm-hmm. And so we went like deep into there. And they had this fat blunt.
Ooh, not your first time.
It was a blunt, a fat blunt.
Oh, the first thing I probably smoked was a blunt too, honestly.
And so I was like, well, at that point I smoked cigarettes. And so I was like, I got this. And so it was just, because when I smoke cigarettes, I like.
And he did not have it, y'all.
I take a big pull. No.
He didn't have it.
And I just, choked. I got. Yeah, I like choked and then I got super stoned and I was like, okay, hey, Andy, I'm going to go back to the room. And he was like, all right, I'll be up in a little bit. I was like, all right,
cool. Did you go get Whataburger or something crazy?
And so I went into my room and I just remember laying on the bed and was just like,
you
know? And then I hear Tyler PD open up. And I was like,
That's so mean.
And I like go into the bathroom, lock the doors, get in the shower, and just like,
oh no, Adam!
That was Andy, wasn't it?
It was Andy.
What an asshole!
Yeah. And so I got out, and I was like, I texted Brayden, and I was just like, "What are you doing? I'm coming over. Like, I need to get out of my dorm."
Yo,
that was really
weird. That was
this guy that I knew here in New York City. Real quick, like it was my first time taking a bong hit. That was crazy too.
Yeah, bong will fuck you up. But I do want to start smoking bongs.
I would like that. You know, dap is cool too. We'll get to that. But I sat there because me and his boy were being intimate, and he was like, "Yo, you want to smoke?" And that was my first time like smoking before like being intimate, and like I was like, "All right, cool." Yo. He did. They pass it over, and they blew smoke in my mouth, and I hit mine, and he was just like, all right. He said, just suck in, like, whole. And I was like, oh. And I guess I sucked too much. I took a deep breath in. Y'all.
Oh, on a bong, right?
I coughed so much to the point where my breathing was.
Jesus.
I could not breathe.
You
he was just like, he's like just stand up. He said, put your hands up. I was like. And like tears are going and like I'm butt naked, he butt naked. He's just like, get some water. And every time I try to drink water, it'll just come back up because I couldn't swallow anything. It felt like there was nothing but air and smoke in my body. And I was like, I'm about to die trying to, like, how he gonna tell them, like, yo, he came over to hook up and now he dead because he had to hit this bomb. So I was tripping, but I finally got my life back together and then it ended up being a cool hookup. Mm-hmm. But it was like so stupid.
The first time I hit a bong was with those like dudes from TJC that we did like a random show with. They were like the straight guys.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Forrest, Forrest was one of them. I don't remember his friend, but we went to their place and they had the stairs up to the top. I remember those two boys.
Yeah, but anyway, I smoked one of their bongs and I was like, again, it was like
trying to show out for the straight boys. Let me tell you out there, straight men are a problem for gay men. We have to stay away.
And I hit it real hard. And and then
you farted.
I remember sitting there and I was just like, I can't swallow. Oh my God.
Oh no.
And I was like, hey. Do you think I can get some water? And he's like, oh my God, yeah, like, yeah, let me get you a bottle of water. I was like, thanks. I could not swallow because it was so dry.
So Adam in college, y'all, little Adam, he was just like, I want to hang out with like the straight guys and show them one of the boys because they're like so hot. And every time a story like this would happen, Adam would always get himself into some nonsense, just trying to be cute. And they'd be like, he's like, you want to do this? I was like, yeah. And he's like, and can't breathe. Damn.
I didn't choke. I didn't cough or anything. It was like after we were like just sitting watching TV. And I just remember like, I can't. Oh my God. I can't swallow.
Everything's
right
closed
now.
Up. Everything's closed up. I hear you, child.
Well, we need to close this up.
Oh shit! Yeah, let's close this up, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for a high-tastic episode of Pride the Podcast. Make sure you follow Ashley on Ashley Aaron M on all social media, and also Braden on Mr. Braden Bradley, Corey Seymour, and Teresa Kelton. So thank you for joining us another week. You already know where to find me. I am Darrell Anthony on Instagram, Darrell Anthony on Twitter.
And you can find me, Adam Andrew Rios, at the Adam Rios with a zero. And Box Wine Poppy with a zero on X and TikTok.
I remember when we decided, when you wanted to change it, and we were like, put the zeros in.
Yeah.
That's hot.
So good. I'm Ionike Cummings, and you can find me on all social media platforms at The Fabulous Spinster. Well, most of them.
That is true. And Pride the Podcast on all social media channels.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
Yay!
I want a pizza with Cheetos on top of it.
Cheetos.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I don't know. All
right, guys. Listen, we're going to go smoke some more.
The craziest
combo. As you've seen, the edible has taken over. So we'll see you guys next time. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.